I mean, it's almost harder to imagine something that is going to be a bigger shock to the system than this. With something, you know, barring some major national security event, this is kind of as big a jolt as we can get. And so I think anybody who's going to predict exactly what's going to happen here is going to be embarrassed by those predictions just within the next few weeks. But I do think that you're going to have to look for non-traditional circumstances in terms of how Supreme Court justices are replaced and how new ones are picked. Because the Republicans control the Senate, because Justice Scalia was such an ideological figurehead on the right, because we know that President Obama would replace him with somebody very different than that, all those things combined for a very unpredictable future. If I had to throw one scenario into the mix, this might be the kind of time when the president would choose a nominee who effectively has already been vetted, somebody who can kind of jump the line in terms of the United States Senate, somebody who has recently been through a rigorous confirmation process, somebody who, for example, is a cabinet-level official in the Obama administration already. The first person who springs to mind for that kind of a scenario is Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who is a very distinguished attorney, who is a personally very reserved and non-ideological person, but has served as in several administrations as a top Pentagon lawyer, as a very trusted national security expert and legal mind, and is now running the biggest agency in the government outside of the Pentagon or the Veterans Affairs Department.